This morning, I would like us to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. We'll read verse 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? This morning, my thing for us to think about is life's true gain. Life's true gain. And this question about life's true gain was asked by no other person but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself, by whom all life exists. The Anopaya can say, Ye Beshe, Ye Sam Kano, if you might to human chapter 16, verse 26. Now, Joseph said, Again, and if I sober and Pabina, so near we are seeing here, Nasa or Shre Nekra, and Nasa then will go to meet the Assassin Nekra, or as I see so. And the air can say, San Samuya, here can you ready your shoes to, and then besides that, and semi. No, beside here, beside the baby, if we say, or no, no sooner, obi I the exit as I see so, or no, obi I also know my young quiet, the tea as I see so. So if he asks such a question about the soul, that he knows much about the soul than any one of us. He knows the value of the soul. He was the one who first breathed unto us the breath of life to our first parent Adam. And every life that comes to this world comes from him. And he is the one that we all live in this world. I mean, animal life, plant life, every life depends on our dear Lord, the Savior Jesus Christ. We are told that by him all life consists. Here can I say, and qua any bibia et phobia no it's a Christmas. It's on a boarding ya or no ni so in the money ya the ejina. Also no bisasa is in free a fa and quano. And eh can qua and answer or cra and answer sumo at you one no bisasa is in your fa. And also he only knows the price is paid for the redemption of the soul by his own precious blood. He only paid the price for the redemption of the soul. Who have ever cared? Who could have done such a great thing? Nobody. No human being could have done that. The comes to say, no personal tree born at home, eka, sir, or the muja, or she, the muja gu, sir, a bit me a j, a cry, a fee, no mea, a question, if you say, one in, no pet. Then if he is the one asking this and he has done so much for us concerning our salvation, our redemption, then he knows about the soul than any creature. He knows about the soul than any one of us. See, I can't yet cry and ask young choir war and then you see my tear more. Or no, or boy, or no sound so. I didn't want to share who am I, say a bed, a cry a few one, only a cry no home. Bibi asin obi bi o wa sa ti so me nu mi e no kura no onim fo sin ye kra e onim ye kra ho ne fa so ene esumo e bo esun sin me nu mi ye kra e wo sa kra no enim so fa so if we say sa adam ko nim e kra so fa so a akwankwa e bone e ma bone am be wias if even adam knew the value of a soul he would have sinned by exchanging his soul for disobedience. So, you know, God, I mean, Christ himself knows about the soul than any one of us. Then, what we look again is that the text teaches us that no benefit in this world can be compared to the salvation of a person's soul. So, as I see, so I was with, for so, and as I brought boom, who may be a baby being home, I so say, sir, a crown of being young one, said the two who are being, I so say, like you said, in some way, yes, Christ is an echo. And also that there is nothing equivalent to the value of the soul salvation in this world. Say a crab in young fan, into me, and be a Francis. Say, be a Christo, be my, say, dear Rebecca, who see a crab in a young fan, what do you want your chair? Say, and no, if you are, be in your size, you are a bit to me, am I yet to me, and yet that value. So that both his knowledge about us, his ownership of us, and what he has done for us, and also what he has told us about our soul is so great that Whoever listens to him is a wise person. And whoever will not listen is a fool. Also, he said that a wise man built his house upon the rock, and the foolish on the sand. And he said that the wind blew, and the storm came, and the one on the sand fell. You know, it was about life. Building your life on a solid foundation upon himself. So anytime Christ speaks about the soul, we have to be very careful and consider it. Because at the end of the world, when this world passes over, he was going to judge us. So you see, he has done so much for us, so let us have so much ear to what he tells us. The ear can say, Christo, why ain't your grandma yen? No, hands like shall you grab for a crown. Or no sooner a real thing you couldn't read ya. Big button. So say, or can some fire crown was so beara I didn't have to work. So you didn't answer, wouldn't you, if you said any answer. So the first thing is that what does the world mean here? God, Christ said that what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world? What is the world here? Let's try to understand the world here. The world here means the pleasures of life. The pleasures of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. Anything that we feel good, I mean, we can think of both even those that are sinful and that are not sinful. That is the world, pleasures. And also, the riches. Think of good and bad riches, whatever. Any riches in the world is part of this world. The reputation of the world, whether by good means we get a reputation or by bad means, is of the world. Whatever reputation or honest anybody will get from the world, that is what he's talking about. So the pleasures, the riches, and the reputation of this world, which only benefit the body, which only benefit our temporal existence. That is the world here. What Christ is talking about, the world here is not about the sinful world per se. It's the world and anything that we can gain in this world in general, whether through foul means or through any good means. So it's the world and its system, because whatever good or bad it is, one day all will be swept away. When the final day comes, all will be taken away. None of them will remain. So it tells you that whether it's good or bad we think of, is the world. The air can say, if we are seeing the world in some kind, we have just said, if we are seeing the air, if we are seeing the air, if we are seeing Abudin and Ifabinia, I make us say, yeah, and it is a bonny, and it is a quampo. If any cry, papa. A hunya, papa. And Abudin, papa, Minya, can we ask you? And the young Chichemon cast away a bonny that be. We have seen Nia, and I used to cast at here. So it's not about bad or good things. He's talking about the world. Whether good or bad, whatever. Now let's consider King Solomon, who had much of this world. He had much of this world good that any one of us here can even think of or say. Look at how he valued the possession of the things of the world. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, he said that. So I was, after he has narrated everything he has gotten as a king, and as he said that, so I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. The kings before, even his own father David, he was greater than, he had more, possession than David. Also, my wisdom remained with me, and whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from it, from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and all the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity. All that he has gotten, the wealth, everything, all was vanity. And vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Did Solomon get profit? He got profit. He got so many things which we call profit. But he said that there was no profit under the sun. He meant that it could not do anything to the soul. That's what he meant. All that he had in the world, his kingdom, his riches, his wisdom, he said that there was no profit. So you and I, what are we looking for as profit in this world? How much can we make of this world like Solomon? So there was no profit. And look at what he says in verse 6. He said that, for there is no remembrance of the wise more than the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how died the wise more than the more? How died the wise man as the fool? Considering the end of whoever had or whoever did not have, whoever was wise in this world, who was told, he's the wisest, quote-unquote, scientist, philosopher, mathematician, call them whatever the world will call you, whatever the world will call it. Everything, he was comparing that it was all vanity. He said that seeing that which is now in the days to come shall all be forgotten. Even look at, let's look at our own time, the houses we are building. The houses 15 years ago, the house they built, today they are bringing them down. Those who build, they are bringing new designs. The cars nowadays, unlike years before, when you buy a car, to take years. Now, a year or two, your car become older because new designs are coming in and other things. The music we listen to and all that, every year they come. And older, I mean, those who were popular, they are no more popular again. Knowledge itself, the scientific knowledge that we have, the year to come, they will say, oh no, we have to revise it. And so it is always changing. The language. Look at those kingdoms, Babylonian kingdoms that have been buried under the ground. Their language, when they get anything that people will want to learn about them, they have to use some means to try to understand the language. And people who once lived, their language are forgotten. You see how this. So if Solomon says that these things are vanity and that the days to come shall be forgotten, it's true. Many kingdoms, their days have been forgotten. Even our own nation as Ghana, history, if you go about 200 years ago, the tribal kingdom that ever existed, they are all scraps of information we have about them. So Solomon is talking about a great thing, that whatever the wealth that a man has, it's vanity. It doesn't profit the soul. How can I say? Say we are saying no man if I bring you we are saying when you are no Emma if I saw be in this if I saw in this if you say we are a hunya you are probably a hunya but a buy a crown here and find your name you need a young point them there if I saw be any war so I did be a baby I say a who would here a young man as I see soon if I saw be in this like a Solomon or a no it will be always a castle will be a or the we are the castle mona the nyansu nyan in your moon nyan no be a nyan sin the sign your money nyan or say then a idea if I soon is now Mr. Yansha and Nansu emperor to me Kadaya almost 50 years ago and they have will form this year for cast and then you may walk who to a generation and Tadiene and Yumune Vignan at this young crowd who shared the other crown and say or so who shall for a day. So everything in the world, no matter how great it is, it one day comes to an end. So it can never even touch the soul. So if the rich and wise King Solomon said it was vanity, because this world only satisfies our decaying bodies, our bodies that one day will pass off from this world. Just consider a dead man and a house full of gold. What would that thing do for that person? That's how we have to measure life. Shobia, we would have only been war, be a Sakako diamond. Then a Sakako and a Bayano. Yet, this may be the person lived the whole his life, holding up that room full of gold. What will it do to the person? So the second thing, I will look at the soul in the verse. Well, we are told that, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Put the soul in the world, in the verse. And we just the soul here is, on the contrary, is the spiritual immortal part of us, which we don't see, which we can't touch. It is the image of God in man, which has lost its glory by sin. The soul is immortal, rational, conscious, and whatever you can think of, the capability that it has, I mean, which God gives us. And so our soul does not just give us existence. It's not that because we are living, then we have souls. No, that doesn't just give us existence. Animals also have existence. Plants also have existence. That's not all. We are above them. But as a living and responsible beings, we have conscience, we are rational, we are people, we live with accountability, even in this world. Animals don't live with accountability. When you work in the office or some animals, when you have animals, you don't take account of them. You take account of people because we are people with what? Responsibility. And as by the world, we have told of accountability of every work we do. Let it also remind us that one day we shall give account of ourselves before the Almighty God who has given us the soul. In this world, whatever we do, we give accounts. As human beings, animals don't do, plants don't do. It tells us that, yes, in the life to come, whatever we live with, we live here for, we will give account about our soul. Either to our soul's profit or loss. That's what the verse trying to tell us. Either to our soul's profit or loss. Sir, I'm going to ask you, we ask you, and we part of what? Abamu be able to be a good one. We don't want to go on content. And I'm going to cry, let it as is what? Yes, someone who said that for a baby who are content. Now, because they're born, and of course, you're crying, you're a pastor, and I say a crown, you're crying. Do you remember Lazarus and the rich man in Luke chapter 16? What happened to them when they died? We are told that immediately the rich man closed his eyes. He was in torment of hell. That's a picture of how life is going to be after that. His loss ended in eternal torment. That's the loss of a soul. That's a picture of a loss of a soul. While Lazarus gain brought him to eternal comfort and happiness. That is to gain a soul. At the end of life, where do you go? Where are you going to spend eternity? That's how we think of loss and gain of a soul. Let me give you an account of an old martyr in the time of the great persecution. That when he was going to the stake is where they are going to either burn them at life or hang them or something like that to be burned. A man asked him in a kindly manner to take care of his soul. So I will, he replied, for I will give my body to be burnt rather than have my soul damned. He said that he will give his body to be burnt than he will let his soul to get lost. He was going to die for his faith. That's what he said. And how many of us today care more for our bodies at the expense of our soul? That's what people, our world is made up to. I think our bodies are important than our soul. But this month, yes, I'm going to be burnt, but I'll make sure that my soul is safe in Christ. That his hopes, my soul is resting on the Lord Jesus Christ's forgiveness for sin. People nowadays live as if their souls are toys. See, toys are nothing. We just play and throw them away. That's how people are doing their own souls, as if their souls are toys. May we be wise to spend our time, best of our time for our souls, and seek to make sure that after this world ends, our souls will be in safety, not like the rich man who was in torment of hell. The can say, Lazarus is a rich man. Can say, yes, it's Kenny who you pen will be in the new or that. I'm here more, the whole church, you know. Because Lazarus, who had pen of poor baby, a hunter, and then he did a wolf. Because when a trump for each day, Miss my cra, sir, as I see so, sir, if you swipe, I cram in your basoma and I see a friend. So can you know, Nishir or Shrena cram, I look over here and over something. And Lazarus, the first one, Unia, your bravo, so the whole two crystals, you know, and look over baby, a hunter, and name, or better than our boy, any day. Na mkase papa bi na mmere na na mmere le twem na Christopher na ye tata Christopher pa ye chukura ni ashu etumi ma mbuare o etumi ko ni ya disekan awo ni ekun na sa papa we na o ma chiso mpoku so e Christopher na okwa no bi se o weja hwese o kra eda ye na o se me kra de me o se o de no na be ma no ma shi na ne kra de obe se o mu be ne kra be ra de ko no be ma ne ya shi. So tell me, how do people try to gain the world and lose their souls? Let's think further. And then number 4 years, normally show up, because what Christ has said, we have to find out what are the things people do to lose their soul. And then number 4 years, it's mission. But I have two things to talk about. For what is a man profited if he has gained the whole world and lose his own soul? The first thing is that when people are obsessed with life burdens, say, Abrabomu, how ni Abrabomu, inya, ina amount for them, I come out to say, oh, you be the DBM, I owe Daginia. Idea put here the pack crack, a money pack, and shine a crown. Anxieties about life needs eat up the energy of the soul, which could have been spent in spiritual things. It's very good to think that life is all about food, clothing, housing, family, education, whatever, because that's the need of the time. This is a temporary pressing needs. The accounts are bravo, and here, dear, a howl, and money for your refusal. We are seeing the here so said that even if you are needy and Tadia share, you may be at now, you wish you are not. Because that's the pressing needs of the time. It's the Abraham here and Malipa and Jane Crah and Yomo said, or Yamani Crah. It distracts people from considering the important matters of life. Food, raiment, food, dresses, houses, these are not the important things of life. But if you don't know, it will make, I mean, life will make you think that those are the most important things, which I have to chase after. But the most important matters of life are, where do I come from? Was I created? Who created me? Did God create me? And what was the purpose for His creating me, bringing me into this world? These are the matters you have to think daily about it. So, you have to discover that as people with conscience, people who have been given intellect, and people who have been given a soul in us. Unlike animals, when they wake up, they are looking for their master to feed them. And they will play and roam around and they will come and sleep in the night. But if people don't think of their soul, they are like this beast eating, having life, and that is all. And then people also don't think, where am I going after I leave this world? These are things that a conscience, a person with a conscience should be thinking of. Where am I going when I leave this? If God brought me to this world, is life all about food and dresses? And no, then there's a purpose. Where am I going when I leave this world? And how do I seek and find God? And what does He require of me? If God says I should seek and find Him, what's the way He has put there for me to seek after Him? The Lord Jesus Christ Himself told us, I am the way, the truth, in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Then you have to seek further. What did Christ did for sinners? What did He do for sinners? He died on the cross. He offered His blood so that whoever rests his hopes on that, his sins are forgiven. This is the way to seek after God. Because we are sinners. God is righteous. God is holy. How can I go to the most holy God with all my sins? But God is merciful to us. He has provided a way on the cross that through Christ we can find our way to the Father. Though through our father Adam we have lost our way to the Father, through the Lord Jesus we can find a way back to Him. Such is the thing that we have to think about. Such are the matters that are worthy of our souls. Sam Yama Way Ne, Nyoma, Yama Kra, Sibaka Christ, or say, Shir Rade, the Rade, I can't come in America, not see the scripture to catch yourself. When you cry, a piney and panel. So those who are anxious about this life normally disregard their soul's needs. But let us know this, as King Solomon also told us that all the labor of a man is for his mouth, and yet appetite is not filled. If you think that needs are the things that we have to think about, it is that all that we are doing this was for our mouth, and yet it will never satisfy until we are down in the grave, then everything ends. Said the year for year bring here, Yanuntia. Either food or whatever things in the world, have one, you want another. That's how it is. This is because our satisfaction is not in the body, it's in the soul. Whatever we have for the body will never be satisfied in this world until we have find our satisfaction for our soul, even in this world. So believers, those who have their faith and trust in Christ, they are too satisfied. They rest themselves in Him. Whatever life brings to their will, they know that when this world ends, there's a better place to go. Another way also people try to gain the world and lose their soul is this. When people are deceived by worldly riches, not only burdens of life, but worldly riches. People have enough, but then people think that when they are more richer in this world, then they are secure from all troubles. As if when one is rich, then there's no punishment for personal sin. When one is rich, God will overlook all the sins he has ever done. No. That's what people say. Oh, when I'm rich, I'm secure. No. How do the world define happiness? If you and I, we know how the world defines happiness. When we have better jobs, better education, better nice family, good connections, opportunities, we have so much influence. That is happiness. That's what the world defines happiness. But that's not happiness. That is not happiness, okay? That is not happiness. That is thing, I mean, happiness, that rather do harm to us. Is it saying that if we are saying, so many because those things can bring much sorrows to anyone in Israel. Whatever God gives us, never give us sorrows. The Yakupadi Maya, But most people quote this verse that, a blessing from God has no sorrows. I'm avoiding the particular. Like, when God blesses you, he doesn't add sorrows. But I'm going to ask you, whatever thing can you have in this world that will not bring you sorrows? And yet, when they talk of that, they're thinking of worldly possessions. Oh, how I'll be rich in this world. Anything in this world will bring you sorrow one day. And that is where we begin what? Somehow, I mean, even if you have more businesses. What do you do? Your mind. You ask those who are rich and they have business. If you are a friend of any of them, if they tell you they are burdened, they wish they are living some poor village somewhere and nobody knowing them. And yet people think that is what is happiness. Look at those who say, oh, I want to have children. You can have a child who can be your troublemaker. You can even become mad for your own child. And yet, that's what people call happiness. They are good. They are not bad, but what I'm trying to say is that they are not the purpose of life. It's good to have, life, it's good to have education, it's good to have something to live for. But that's not what we should rest at. That's what I'm trying to put up. I'm not saying that having education, they are not bad, but we should be careful. We should know that those things are not a happiness to what rest on. So, you know, whatever happiness, riches, promises has always ends in deception. And how much a person owns in this world, he will still desire for more, and then that's where the danger lies. Then it goes on, then you draw away, chasing after. It's like something you are chasing after, then you leave behind what you have to look after. So, if these things are unchecked, then the concern for more at the present consume the taste for spiritual things. You'll be in the church, and you are counting money. If you are in very business person who are careless of your spiritual needs, you can be in the church, you are thinking of a contract, you are thinking of some profit, you are thinking of, or if any other way which you have, it has consumed you so much, you can even be at church, and your mind and your heart is not in the church. So what will the message do to you? What will the reading of the word of God do to you? What will the prayer do to you? It will do nothing to you. You'll be there, but you are not there, because the heart, the soul, is out of the place. It's the body. The body doesn't do anything to us. Here can say, Sir Abraham, the person in your Abraham, you might be bringing us a sheer dream, be bra. You bet you have what I saw the Muslim, you need a sorry day. Because you are drinking, you are kuma, and you are tibian, and you body dear to go, and so you are drinking, you are a senior man. So these are the things that, two things that do have a great hamper to the soul. Remember the parable of the soul, what the Lord Jesus Christ told us. He always tells us the most important thing about our souls. What I've captured these two things, he told us in the parable of the soul. I remember this anxiety for life burdens and the deception of riches. He said that both have always proven to be the means that many have lost their souls. In that parable, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 22, he said that he also that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of which choked the word, and he became unfruitful. Christ himself has said it. The care, the burdens of the world, which you think that, oh, that is all that I have to meet. And the riches, how I can be more, gain more. These two is a great thing that will damn many souls to hell. It's like if it were illness, to be like this, maybe like what illness so quick, like malaria, and when it gets you, if you don't cure it, you will die. Like something like that. That's how, black burdens that people think that they have to look after and live their soul, and also riches. So how I can become more prominent than riches in this world. These two, when they combine, it kills anyone. Okay, it kills anyone. So more times, life burdens, sometimes people think that, poor people are easy to go to heaven. No. Most times, poor people, if they don't take care, life burdens sit on them, they become unfruitful. And also those who are rich, when they want more, so they also become, so that there's no, it's neither the poor, being poor or rich. It's about you giving yourself
to consider your spiritual need.
And yes, I will hear me another skinny. But the hearing is a widow, or come about two, or not in reason now, or she should wipe your crown, and you might hear my crown. So, my second thing is that no equivalent for our soul salvation. There's no equivalent for our soul salvation without. In the word, in the text of Jesus. So, being home, I bet you know, am I a cry and find you? And it has the question that, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? There's no replacement for soul salvation. And if some who read Psalm 49, verse 7, says that none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. So, you know, that's why it's so deceptive. Some people are deceived before that. Oh, when you pay tithes and other things, then God is happy. No, yeah, it's good to pay tithes and support the work of the church, but there's no salvation in that. There's no grace in that. There's nothing that benefits from you giving anything to do the work of God that will cancel your sin. Nothing. Not one. So there's no equivalent. So that if a sinner fails to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in what he has done for needy sinners on the cross, when he pours his blood, if a sinner fails, whoever, we are all sinners, but whoever fails to look unto him and come to, if he fails to seek salvation only through the shed blood of Christ, there's no replacement for that. In this world, are there not many things which can replace some things? For instance, if a person even get ill so much that he's about to die. By providence, he can restore to health again and come and become fit and live again. If somebody has something and he loses it, if he lives for some time, he's able to maybe get another, even get better. Or Job, what happened to Job? Job lost everything, but he was better at the end of time. That's the world. I mean, things happen here and there. But if a person dies without God's forgiveness by the Lord Jesus Christ, he has perished. If you die without knowing that God has forgiven your sin, that Christ died on the cross for you, and that he has given his righteousness, which you go and represent before God one day. Remember in Acts chapter 17, verse 31, we are told that God is going to judge the world in righteousness by Christ's righteousness. And we are going to measure it by that righteousness. And ask yourself, do you have that? If you don't have Christ's righteousness, can you go to that judgment at the end of the day? You can't. But you must have his righteousness. So that if you go and meet God, you go in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, which he pictures for us on the cross of Calvary. You know that a soul, something lost is maybe for a period, maybe a month, a year, or for some people, but a soul lost is for eternity. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That means the perishing, those who be perishing, it's everlasting perish. But those who have eternal life to live in happiness, everlasting. Those are the two things always Christ himself, he set before us, so that we should weigh which one is better. Which one is better? And if we love life, the people think they love life, and they are just living in sin. You cannot love life and live in sin. If you love life, here, how long will you live? But think of eternity. And we must all move and don't do money. It's a bonim no more do money. Now, so don't go as I see with me at last. I used to say, Jane Dancing, a horn down pound, a horn down which we actually see ye. Ah, which me at it, we need. Even a condemned prisoner who is to die knows that one day he'll end his own, but because one day he'll be dead. I mean, they'll kill him and he'll die. But a sinner lost for eternity, there's no hope. It's hopeless. Boninia, why should them go on? It doesn't be any home out. You know, at death, there's a separation between the body and the soul. The body will be buried, it will go to the ground, but the soul will go up. Ecclesiastes 12 tells us, then shall the dust return to the dust as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it, and he will give sentence upon whatever we have done. The body will be buried, it will resurrect one day. But you know, the body is then buried, but your soul is going for accountability. The body is buried. So this teaches us that we don't own ourselves, we belong to God. Each one of us, we belong to God. And one day we'll stand before him to give account of what we did on earth. Whether we gain our soul salvation or it's lost for eternity. So that is what we should think about. So there's no equivalent for our soul salvation while we live here. Let me give an illustration, which I learned from someone. He said that the master once committed to his servant care two things: a child and his clothes. When the master returns, will it not be foolish, excuse for the servant to say, "Sir, here are all the clothes, the child's clothes, neat and clean, but the child is lost. I can't find the child." He gave you the child and the dresses, and now you are bringing the clothes. You have what the clothes and the child, which is important. And yet you have lost the child, you are bringing the clothes. Isn't it not very foolish to do that? But that is how many will give account of their soul before God one day. They will go before God with their souls, and then their bodies will be saved, God will be resurrected, and they will say, "Lord, this is my body. I was grateful for it when I was in the world. I ate well. I had many medical. I make sure that I was not affected by many things. So I live well in this world. I took proper care for it. But my soul, I've lost it, and I've lost it forever." That's how many people are going to stand before God, because the soul cannot go to God because you have lost it. And then they will say they never thought that they have to find safety for it. But that is how many people are doing today. But my question this morning to you is that, is your soul safe? Sir, because Obi, the master de a banner and your Quran and entire day jar. Now, the master no ever banner so because Ura. And your mother, mommy, and your money, a crown and my shame. Yansa Benu, a crown and me and watch her, and your money or the other. Sana, excess, depend on your spark with your book. So, Radimus, as I am a child, my dream, who ye, a bomb, a bride, my body, dear, my son, I'm dear, Miss Yessie, my man, your mother, dear, my crowd, dear, my shame. If you say my young pajama, sound the very well catching a book on a dark, a timber weapon. Now, being said, thank God for the young woman catching. In heaven, there's no sinner. In heaven, there is no unrighteousness. So, where should Christ, God place you? If you don't have that, which will take you to heaven? Where will He place you? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Yes, God is merciful. You admit anyone. But you are coming with your sin. There's no sin in heaven. That's the question you have to ask why you are here. So that if God should be merciful, it should be now, while you are on this earth. So, my question is to you, that is your soul sin? Okra, after that, and I say, what are you now? Have you ever sought to find salvation for your soul in Christ? Is it a matter which is so much important to you than anything in this world? Have you ever considered it and made sure that you are seeking for it? Because the Lord Himself told us, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found, call upon Him while He is near." We have to seek Him. We have to seek and call upon Him. Prayer, seeking through Christ, finding your salvation, and call upon Him while He is near, confessing your sin before Him, asking for His forgiveness. And He will pity you and have mercy on you. But people go to God only when they want material possessions, when they are sick, when they need some connections. What a loss. God, what a loss. Come to ask for something which will give you eternal salvation. And you are coming to ask about that which will have you tomorrow, today, you don't know tomorrow you will live to enjoy. That's what people are asking. Look at those who go to all nights and all. What do they go and ask? I don't know anyone who has gone to honor to ask to go and cry for God for His forgiveness. No. Those who say they are sowing seed, what they sow for? They sow for physical blessings. That also. I challenged my friend one day, "Oh, have you heard anybody sowing seed that God will bless his soul?" No. The people's minds, even those who go to church, their mind is that they will have better things in this life. But no, Christ did not promise us. Yes, He will take care of us. He will give us wisdom, to bless us. If you are obedient, you have many. You can even become the richest people in this world. But that is not the purpose of being a Christian. If that is the purpose, Paul said that if it's only in this life we have hope for a better thing, we are most men, we are people most miserable. Because in this world, whatever we have, it will bring us pain, it will bring us trouble, and our joy will never be complete here. Our joy will always be mixed with, as last week we learned, many troubles as we have. So you must seek the Lord now. You must ask for His forgiveness. That is what your soul will gain. That's a better thing for you. Because after this life, we are placed beyond forgiveness. Remember the rich man, he told Father Abraham, "Oh, let Lazarus go back and tell my brothers about what so that they will not come here. So no, they have Moses, the law and the prophets. They should listen to them. This is another way which tells us that those who tell us they are going to hell, they're going to heaven, they are liars. Because nobody, remember what Abraham told the rich man, he said that nobody comes from this place to that place. Or nobody come here and return back to the world. But today, what do you hear? Oh, I went to hell, and I saw so, so, and so. And it's a lie. They are all lies. The Bible says that nobody dies and come back to the world again. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. After this, there's judgment. So whatever man says, man and God, who is wise? But people listen to this and they think it's true. No, it's lies. What we have is the word of God. The warnings that we should run away from sin and trust in Christ Jesus. To give ourselves to Him, to ask for His forgiveness. That is what we have to look after. And that is what it is for us to. So let's now let this thing pass. Come to the Lord in repentance. Come to Him, ask of Him. Look upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and trust in what He has done. Only He died on the cross. In 1 Peter 3, we are told, for Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. And also in 2 Corinthians 5:20, we are told that for He had made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. This is the matters we have to think about, that Christ has purchased for us eternal righteousness. And now as I'm speaking to you, He's in heaven. In first verse, that He's our righteousness. He's our. If you become a believer, if you are saved, then you're also saved in Christ. He's our righteousness. He's in heaven. When I pray to God, He's interceding for me. He hears me. But if you have not have His righteousness, where is your salvation? Where is your righteousness? Mine is in heaven. It's yours in heaven. That's what we have to ask ourselves. So that here the life through prophet is that to gain the free righteousness of God by faith in Christ. See, when you are born from above, and you are born from above, and you are born from above, and Christ to admit, ne, after that, na, or the map panel, na, for training, or the map panel, Christ to move, I did JD, ne, so let us think. Whenever we think of life prophet, we should ask ourselves, is our soul saved? Yeah, Ibiza. And it may be a year we can say, but whenever we come to Abraham, na ye di ye Abraham. Yeah, Ibiza. I want to say, ye krano, edi ye ana, ye krano, ejaye ana. Then if we are okay, we can go on and do whatever. So long as it's not sinful, we can do anything in the world. But if we are not safe, our souls are not safe. Then whatever we do in this world is a loss. But the Lord help us and grant us all understanding concerning this thing. Let's pray together. Oh, our Lord, and our gracious and glorious Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word, which only makes us wise. We thank You for Your word, which we can search and know it by Thy hand. Now, O Lord, bless what we have heard, and grant that each one of us will think of our soul safety than anything in this world, and be wise into this. We thank Thee for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In closing,